Our next guest is Sean Canarelli from the Michigan Safe Schools Healthy Students Initiative. So thanks for joining us for this podcast, Sean.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm honored to be here.
One of the hallmarks of Michigan's initiative is your integration of many grants and programs that focus on child well-being. You created a partnership to serve as an umbrella for this work. And I understand that this partnership has really been central to sustaining and expanding the work across the state. So I'm wondering if you could talk a bit about how forming this partnership, you know, how you got people to the table, what challenges you might have faced, maybe talk about how this coalition has worked to solve problems collectively.
Absolutely. And we are incredibly grateful for the opportunity to be awarded the Safe Schools Healthy Students Grant because it allowed us to do exactly that. What started out as a grant requirement to form a state management team, as we continued our work and additionally got the Project Aware grant and the School Climate and Transformation grant, recognizing that we did not want to duplicate our efforts or waste time of our partners in multiple meetings on multiple teams, we brought our coordinators together of these grants, the grant leads, and then embraced our stakeholders that we were already partnering with and brought together a core team across agencies and asked if they would be willing to also be inclusive of these other grants. And we formed a joint state management team. Through that, as we continue to progress and decide what, based on our grant requirements, based on our federal requirements also, we also decided that we wanted this to be more than just, I think, as you know, in the Safe Schools Healthy Students Grant, there are elements that we are we were required to provide outcomes on. We wanted to do more than just be an element-based initiative. We wanted to be able to sustain these efforts over time and start to bridge our agency systems together to create the best outcomes for children and families. So that's what we did. And we started really working towards what are the systems that each of our agencies work and use, and how can we bring those systems together? Over time, we morphed into what is now called the Michigan Health and Education Partnership. And that was very intentional and came with a lot of guidance from our core team and then also our external stakeholders. Our core team was represented by cross-agency partnerships and then also within our own State Department cross-office partnerships. You mentioned earlier, Jean, whole child. And typically, historically, we understand probably across states that discussing whole child in the work that we do around academic outcomes, it's not always linked and we can work in silos. So it was very important to us to look at our own house as well as reaching out to external partners to understand what we needed to do at the Michigan Department of Education to better link our work. And then through that, we could better connect our services through other agencies such as Michigan Department of Health and Human Services, Parent Action for Healthy Kids, and also at the local level. So the Michigan Health and Education Partnership is a stakeholder of state representation, but also it represents our LEAs across Safe Schools Healthy Students, across our Project Aware, across School Climate Transformation. So we're able to reach across the state in that way at the local level, at the ISD level, and at the state level.
Sean, that's phenomenal. That's a heck of a mountain you've climbed. So now I'm wondering if you could talk a little bit about the leadership of this partnership, the Michigan Health and Education Partnership. You know, who's at the helm? What kind of leadership model do you use? Is it a shared leadership model? How do you guys collectively decide what to focus on when grants frequently have similar goals, but not always the same ways to measure success?
Absolutely. And that's a really good question. And I want to be very transparent because it has not been easy. We've come across many challenges, many hurdles. And because the Safe Schools Healthy Students Grant, it's a monumental grant. It's requesting us addressing many things across all the elements that we understand around culture and climate, mental and behavioral health, early childhood, family engagement, There's just so much that we're trying to tackle at once. So it really became, how do we do this in a meaningful way? We know we have this large logic model that we were addressing within just the one grant, but how do we tackle all of these things in a meaningful way and still produce outcomes that's beneficial to each of our agency partners and our individualized work? So the leadership became the coordinators of each of the grants are the leads. And then what we did over the course of becoming the Michigan Health and Education Partnership is really lead a monthly core team that met, like I mentioned, every month. And then we had quarterly meetings where we brought all of our stakeholders together. And that really focused on highlighting the grant initiative specifically, but then going into the deeper dive, what systemically can we do through this partnership to showcase what's working? And then once we understand what's working, how can we take those pieces back to our own agencies and back to our own individual work and really start to embed it in a meaningful way? And I guess the best thing I could say for where we're at this point is there's this continuum that we are recognizing that's really important to understand, and that not every agency or every individual's work is going to be, it's not going to be recognized in the exact same way at every meeting and at every initiative. However, the synergy around understanding what our systems are and how they integrate was more valuable than we even imagined, because we are facing a very difficult time through each of our agencies, the larger ones being DHHS and MPE, of complete reorganization from the leadership on down. And you know, as you travel through these leadership changes, your whole infrastructure can be affected. And so, to be honest, we are now down from four coordinators to one, which is myself, and we are going through reorganization. However, the benefit of that is that now, moving into sustainability and the end of the Safe Schools Healthy Students grant, we are looking at changing to a coordination across agency, meaning instead of having all of the leadership come from one agency, we're looking at having a shared co-chair, co-coordination that could be sustained across agencies without the funding of a grant. So I'm very excited about this, because we weren't sure if we were going to be able to live on without the funding. So this means that without a funded position such as myself or any of the other coordinators, Michigan Health and Education Partnership has the potential to live on and to continue to share the lessons learned and the progress that we're having that's been embedded from the Safe Schools Healthy Students Grant and Project AWARE and the School Climate Transformation Grant that has the potential to last on beyond the grants. So that is what we're looking forward to.
Sean, thank you so much for that extraordinarily comprehensive answer, and for the incredible leadership that you and other agency leads and grant leads and partners and stakeholders are clearly demonstrating for the sake of Michigan's children and families and schools. Thanks so much for joining us today, Sean.
Thank you. I'm honored to be here again, and I appreciate the opportunity to share some of the work that we've been doing and that we hope to continue over time. Thanks so much, Jean.